You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. GoPro having a tough go yesterday as well. The maker of wearable cameras had one of those days you'd want to erase from a memory card. The stock tanked in frenetic after-hours trading when GoPro said it would cut 7% of its 1,500-person workforce. Sales last quarter down almost $200 million from a year ago. So let's rewind back to when GoPro first went public in 2014, and it and its users were climbing to new heights. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports on GoPro's rise and fall.
Remember the first GoPro commercial you saw? Maybe it was snowboarder Sean White on the halfpipe. Justin Haugen was impressed. He's a professional photographer in Tucson and bought his first one in 2013, but...
I kind of think of the GoPro as a one-trick pony, but it's a one-trick that it does very well.
Here's what GoPro admitted to in its IPO filing in 2014. We depend on sales of our capture devices for substantially all of our revenue, and any decrease in the sales of these products would harm our business. Kathleen Smith is principal of Renaissance Capital, focusing on IPOs. She says companies legally have to tell investors about possible obstacles.
Because in the case of GoPro, it has run into some of these risks that set forth in the prospectus.
Revenue risks and also established companies like Samsung, Apple, Panasonic, and Sony getting into the camera market. But there was a lot of momentum when GoPro debuted.
And investors got so excited to see how fast the company grew.
At its peak, GoPro stock hit more than $90. Today, it closed at $12. So how does GoPro regain that momentum? After all, it's sold close to 15 million cameras. Nizar Tarhani is an analyst at PitchBook Data.
You know, they're in that place right now where they understand, look, the units aren't going out the door the way they used to be, and they have to get to a place where they can bridge and get the content that their products capture and be able to get that on a platform that they can monetize.
Which, Tarhani says, means finding the right medium, be it with content or software, to get people to buy their cameras. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.